Welcome to the Christmas Joy Podcast. Today is December 12th, and it's 13 days until Christmas Day. Hey, everyone. I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm here to share with you tips and ideas to help you calm the Christmas chaos by creating a Christmas plan. Without a plan at Christmas, you can easily get overwhelmed, overspend, overcommit, leave Christ out of Christmas, and more. Don't let Christmas chaos lead to Christmas stress. You deserve to enjoy the Christmas season. Today, I want to share with you about cleaning for Christmas. Many of us dread this task, but we want to have things neat and tidy for our activities during the Christmas season. Here are a few tips and ideas that I've learned over the years. First, make a list of things to get done. Walk through each room you need to clean and make a list of all the things you want to get done before Christmas. Second, work in 15-minute spurts. Take one list at a time and work for 15 minutes getting things done in each room. Work as you have time throughout the day on different areas. I find it best for me to rotate areas. For example, I may work 15 minutes in the bathroom in the morning, 15 minutes in the dining room in the afternoon, and then that night, 15 minutes in the living room first, and then 15 minutes in the kitchen. If you have a bigger chunk of time, say an hour, consider working for 15 minutes in four areas, always using a timer so you know when to move on to the next room. Another way to get things done in small spurts is to clean on commercials. Make a special mark next to the items you can work on during commercials, such as empty or load the dishwasher, clean the sink, sweep the floor, pick up toys, etc. You will really be surprised at how much you can get done during TV time. The third thing to do is to donate items. Most of us get new things at Christmas, and our house may be full of other things. I encourage you before the unwrapping of your Christmas gifts to go through your house and make a box of items you can donate to a worthy cause that you no longer need or use. Let your family know about this also and encourage them to place items in the box also. This can include everything from clothing to toys to kitchen items and more. One final note is to consider hiring someone to do the actual cleaning while you pick up all of your stuff and they do the cleaning. For me personally, this is one gift I give to myself during the Christmas season, and it really helps with the Christmas stress. Thank you for joining me today for this episode of the Christmas Joy Podcast. During the month of December, we will be having a podcast each day to help you through what can be a chaotic month. In January, the podcast will be once a week and follow our yearly planning schedule to create a Christmas notebook. I've created over 100 plus forms for Christmas planning. The forms are available to Candy Cane Club members via Patreon at the $2 a month and above level. All Patreon members receive early access to our podcast, ebooks, and more. I invite you to join me as a patron to get first access to planning for Christmas. Your membership allows us to keep the Christmas Organizing website free of those annoying banner and pop-up ads for as little as $12 a year. Visit ChristmasOrganizing.com for more information, and don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter and join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas filled with joy.